Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. The stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, former quarterback of Los Angeles Rams, the running back extraordinaire, the guy in the Hall of Fame, Mr. Jackie Slater, here as well with us. We got a big show to talk about today, and we're brought to you by Harmony Cheese, and this is some of the best cheese around. In fact, Vince, you found this place for us. It's in the Midwest, and they sell all over the country in stores everywhere and also by mail order at harmonycheese.com. Am I right?
That's right.
They ship.
Now
they had to ship me some because you guys got yours early.
Well, you know where they're at. They're in near Green Bay. They're in De Pere, Wisconsin. So I mean, we're really excited.
You played
to have
on Green
them.
Bay, didn't you?
Yeah, I played there for 1 year and got to know Jerry Haynes and the entire group there. And
obviously, you got to know the cheese guys. You got to know
really, really
wine and cheese is the only way to go.
And that's it. So Jackie, you were the last one to get it. You tasted it last week.
Goodness.
What do you think?
Oh, it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good for the holidays, for parties, right?
It's hard. I'm really difficult to please when it comes to tasty cheese and crackers or fruit, you know, like grapes and whatnot.
Yeah.
But all of this was just fantastic.
Yeah, it is good. So check it out.
They also have a good Italian cheese selection as well. They've got the Parmigiano Reggiano. They've got the ricotta cheese.
They got the Abbagliato.
Yeah. Abbagliato, yeah, well, that's, you know, and the cheddar cheeses are immense. I mean, they really do a nice job with all of their products.
Vince Ferragamo, are you Italian?
Last time I checked, it was, Michael.
Italian.
Yeah, it was.
That's good. We got a lot to talk about this week. A lot of weird games last week that are going to make or break some of the teams, and you guys and I watched them somewhat, and we got a big weekend coming up as we move into the playoffs here. Things are starting to kind of formulate a little bit, don't you think?
They're defining themselves for sure. I think that some of the teams that haven't done well are still not doing well, and I don't think they're going to resurge this year. I think some of the other teams that are doing really good, of course, the NFC North is stocked with the Detroit Lions. That's the team. And Green Bay and also Minnesota. Very tough division right now.
Some really good football teams. And I think as we go through the second half of the season, Vince, we're going to see some excellence with some of these teams. And, you know, the team that I'm infatuated with right now is the Buffalo Bills, and I've got all the reasons in the world to be.
Especially after last week.
But it starts with their quarterback.
Yeah, we're going to check that out and a whole lot more for you. Don't forget, you can find us onpointlive.net. That's the website there. You can also get us at crntalk.com. Follow us on the YouTube channel On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and, of course, the CRN Digital Chalk channel. We'll take a quick break, come back with more football talk for you here. Stay with us. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abbagliato to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abbagliato.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention, pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. Welcome back. On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And let's look at some of these games from last week, gentlemen. One of these, I've been a little tough on Jared Goff, I got to admit. He was on the Rams, and at the beginning didn't seem like he was the wonderful first-round pick that we thought he was. We could have had Carson Wentz, for God's sakes, right?
I did like Carson Wentz out of college. Yes, I did. But Jared Goff, of course, came from my alma mater at Cal, and Cal has produced five quarterbacks in the NFL that have started in a Super Bowl.
Hold on a second. Is your alma mater Cal Berkeley or the University of Nebraska? Well, what is it?
I went to both, okay? I was like an NIL player back in the day.
Yeah, name, image, and likeness. That's what it stands for. So, Vince, you were going to the highest bidder at the time.
That's right. So I went to Nebraska. That's where I found my future wife. So I had to go.
So you better make sure Nebraska's mentioned. Sure. I walked the campus at USC and a bunch of other places, and also went to Cal State University in Northridge. Jackie, you went to a good school.
Jackson State University. It was a fantastic time to be in college football, and certainly playing against some of the best HBCUs in the country and some of the best players in the country.
How about some of your teammates, Jackie, at Jackson State?
Absolutely. I played with two NFL Hall of Famers at Jackson State University. Walter Payton and Robert Brazil from both the Alabama and Mississippi guys. And then I also had the chance to compete against the eighth overall pick in that draft, and that was Gary Big Hands Johnson, who played with the Chargers for a number of years.
Gary, and was that his name in school, Gary Big Hands Johnson?
Gary Big Hands Johnson, who, by the way, was averaging 3 sacks a game his senior
Big
year
hands.
In college.
Hey, we got to get some of those guys on the air.
How
about Louis Kelcher?
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get him on for sure.
Now, let me ask a question. When you went from college football and got selected into the NFL, what was that like? Is that like a moment where time stops and everything swirls around when you hear the pick comes through? What's it like for a young player? We want to know.
Well, I was actually quite disappointed. And I found that, because I was told I was going to be a first-round pick. And after the first two rounds went by, my fiance and I left and went to the mall walking around.
Wait, you were that upset?
Yeah, I was that upset because everybody had me. You know, Walter Payton was the fourth overall selection the year before me. Robert Brazil, the sixth overall selection. I blocked Gary Big Hands Johnson, the eighth overall selection. So they were telling me I was going to be a first-round pick. And then when the first two rounds went by, I'm thinking, okay, well, I may not get drafted at all, so I just left. And I ended up getting drafted in the third round.
Third round. Who was they? Was that Vince Ferragamo that told you that? Just
No, it was, you know, Vince will tell you when you're draft-eligible guy coming out of college, you know, the agents just swoop down upon you, and they started telling you what all they can do for you relative to negotiations and all of these different things. And, you know, guys make decisions as to who they're going to have to represent them. And that's where I was in the middle of making those decisions, had a lot of options and was feeling pretty good about the opportunity to come to the pros, be a first-round pick, but it just didn't happen.
So what happens then when you think you're going to be a first-round pick and you get to be a third-round pick? Does it change your life somewhat? Do the agents not come on your doorstep? What happens?
There's a lot of difference in the amount of money that a first-round pick gets versus a third-round pick.
Right.
And there's a pride thing. You know, I was an all-conference guy. I played a lot of good football in college, and so my expectations were a whole lot higher. But at that particular time, I understand what was happening. There weren't a whole lot of guys from HBCUs being drafted in offensive lines during this particular time. And I was fortunate to do it. I realized that had happened, and so I just wanted to make the best out of it.
Yeah, when the draft is finished too, Michael, it's like a relief finally came through because I had the similar situation.
So what happened in your case, yeah?
Similar situation.
When you were at Cal? Were you at Cal or were you at the University of Nebraska?
I was at Nebraska, okay. And I think maybe that's probably what lowered me in the draft a little bit because we ran the ball more than we threw the football in Nebraska, but you know, by and large, though, when these predictions are just a guess, and you never know what's definitely going to happen. But I was predicted to go in the first round as well. So first, second, third round went by. I said, "This is it." I went to work out like Jackie left, came back and got a welcome call from the Rams in the fourth round, and it was kind of a relief finally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chuck Knox came on and
you didn't go shopping or anything. You stayed there.
No, I went to work out. I just went to run, do something, get my mind off stuff. Because it's like, this is all I just have to do. And I think in the end, when we went to the Rams, we finally decided that, hey, we had something to prove. We got to show up. We got to make this team. And so I think it pushed us to bigger limits. And same thing happened to Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
Six-round draft pick coming out of
college. Yeah. So let's look at Jared Goff here. Let's take a look at this guy. So he gets first-round pick. Also, Carson Wentz, well, mm-hmm. He's not necessarily tearing it up these days. But
Vince will tell you he preferred Carson Wentz over Jared Goff at that time.
Well, Jared Goff had a chance. You know, he started for the Rams right away, but didn't quite, you know, everybody made a lot of poof when you're first round pick, and you expect a lot of things to happen, and it didn't happen. So, you know, a lot of the fan base at least said, well, what's going on with this guy? So what happened there at the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, obviously, he came as the number one pick in the NFL, and everybody was high, had high hopes, and he did great, took the Rams to the Super Bowl. I mean, he broke a lot of records in Los Angeles, and working with McVay was definitely a big plus. But I think as we found out later, you know, when he did actually make the move from L.A. to Detroit, there was a lot of question marks as to why are they trading him now. I mean, he's getting to be coming into his prime. He's
right.
Going to be a great player. I mean, he's got the experience now. He goes to Detroit, and luckily for him, Dan Campbell was the head coach, and I think he made a big difference in the psychology of playing the game, the mental toughness and the physical toughness that you have to have when you're in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's made him that much of a better player, and you can see the numbers he's putting up. He's having, I think, an MVP year this year, don't you, Jackie?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Lions, the numbers he's putting
Lions
up are
52,
unbelievable.
Jaguars 6 last week. What's going on there?
Well, this is what I've noticed. The people that acquired Jared Goff via the draft at the Rams are the same people that are running the Detroit Lions now. And those people sit there. It's Brad Holmes is the general manager, and Ray Agnew, the great Ray Agnew, who played defensive line
both,
with the
both
Rams.
Both former in the Rams front office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, both formerly in the Rams. Now they're just
so they get Goff from the Rams, and
so
then they take the front office.
They said, listen, we were not wrong with the decision that we made and recommended to the Ram organization to draft this guy with the first overall pick. And not only were we not wrong, but we're going to prove to you that we weren't. We have seen him function in the environment that he has functioned in. We've seen his weaknesses. We've seen his strength. So what do? They go to Detroit. They trade for him there. And then they hire the guy that they think that can fix what they thought was broken.
What do you mean by fix what was broken?
Well,
what was broken?
Vince mentioned this all the time. You know, one of the things that Jared Goff has shown tremendous amount of improvement in is being tough in that pocket, hanging in there when people are falling all over and big guys are hitting them low and high and everything. He just keeps his eyes down the field for the most part. And it was almost as if, you know, Brad Holmes and Ray Agnew said, this guy needs a tough guy leading him. He needs a tough mentality and practice every day. He needs a tougher point of view about the way he leads. And all of that is what Vince and I have noticed. And Vince's looking at this guy, and Vince spots little bitty things that we never paid any attention to. He spots these things, and I'm thinking, yeah, I never noticed. And he's doing it, and it's just different.
Vince,
and
what do you spot? Yeah. You're the quarterback. What did you spot?
Well, what have they surrounded Jared Goff with? Great talent, okay? St. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, great receiver, one of the toughest receivers in the NFL, probably at the top of the list. Then you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who's got electric speed, okay? Please, then you got David Montgomery, who's a tough runner inside. They put up an offensive line. Toughness is the key to this whole system that they're running. And what I see is his presence in the pocket. He doesn't falter. He doesn't diminish his ability to read, throw accurate. He's really accurate even in the pocket now, and that's the biggest difference I've seen, and seen his growth in leadership. It's just immense. And for him to come up with those QBRs, Jackie, 158.3 last week.
That's like perfect.
And having the single game most yardage in any game in the last 45 years, come on.
And Vince,
they're doing something right.
Vince, he had more touchdowns than he did incompletions.
Listen, Goff finished that game.
More touchdowns than
24
you
completions in 29 attempts, 412 yards, a 158.3 passer rating. We're going to take a break, come back more, talk a little bit more about this guy here because he's turned that game around. Detroit's a team to watch, I'll tell you. On Point Live, we'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, former Los Angeles Ram, former Ram Jackie Slater, kind of breaking down the week for you, talking about the games coming up here. And Vince, just the final thought, as a quarterback and a guy that looked at Jared Goff, he's really come around. As I mentioned just before the break, he had a 158.3 passer rating. You talked about that before the show. That's pretty incredible. That was for the last game, but he's at about a 107 rating or something overall for the season.
Yeah, they scored 52 points, Michael, but the 158.3 is the highest you can go in a quarterback rating. Another time in the season, he was almost perfect in pass completions. He had like 153, 154 QBR. So he has done so much to kind of not even normalize, to make this team the elite team that it has been. And it really takes, you know, that quarterback to deliver, but he's got everybody around him that are playing so good. He's got three number one draft picks. I mean, good offensive line. And a good defense is really coming on.
Coach may be kind of crazy, but he's starting to get a lot of wins, too.
Yeah,
Dan Campbell's looking pretty good.
He can't go for it on fourth down, you know, when it gets to be, crunch time.
The Lions scored, the first team to score on every drive they've had in a game since 2000. That's pretty good.
That is very good.
All right. Now, let's talk about dark horses coming in here a little bit. And the quarterback you kind of like, speaking of first-round draft picks, what about this guy, Bo Nix? What about the Broncos? Start with you, Vince.
Well, I thought that Bo Nix coming out of college, out of Oregon this year, was the top pick. Jaden Daniels has been right there with me as well, but had Bo at the top of the list. But now he's starting to perform. You know, this past week under Sean Payton, I mean, you could see the difference, the growth that he's had. And for a rookie quarterback in the NFL to step up in his first year is pretty remarkable. First of all, there's so much to learn. But last week, he was the first quarterback in the history of the NFL as a rookie quarterback to pass for more completion percentage than 75%. He was 80-some percent. He had four touchdowns, no interceptions, and he had over 300 yards. So he had 307 yards in a decisively win for the Broncos. And Jackie, with the way this guy is playing, I mean, there's no limit to how good these guys can be. It's pretty much like what the Houston Texans are doing now with Stroud, because I like Stroud the most last year.
You know, this never ceases to amaze me is Vince, how he gets enamored with a guy or two.
He does, doesn't he?
Every year in the draft that throws the football around, and he sticks.
You don't do that, do you, Jack?
Yeah, I do with the big guys.
Yeah,
I do.
What do you mean
by
the big guys?
Well, I'm talking about the tackles, the guards,
there
the centers. And I can spot a guy who can block, and
go.
I can spot a guy who will run away from a block, from a good block, you know, a mile away it seems.
Yeah.
But you know, when you think about, you know, what's going on over there in Denver right now, you have to just think back 1 year and think about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, one of the talented quarterbacks that we've seen, you know, over the last couple of decades up there in Seattle, did a lot of good work, doing some good things in Pittsburgh right now. But he and Sean Payton just did not. They did not get along. I mean, I've never seen a coach go off on a star quarterback the way he did last year. And I understand he's done it a time or two with this guy. But look, this is what I want you to see right here. Sean Payton is he's no run-of-the-mill coach. This guy has had great success. He's had it for a long time. And all you need to do is look back to the division that he just left, the NFC North. The NFC North, he played.
NFC South.
The NFC South.
Yeah.
They played the NFC South.
Four times he's played.
Denver has played the NFC South.
Yeah.
They beat the Buccaneers 26-7.
Gotcha.
They beat the Saints 33-10.
Yes.
They beat the Panthers 28-14. They beat the Falcons 38-6. Sean Payton. The people in the NFC South are tickled to death that he is no longer there. This guy's a really good coach.
Yeah, by more than two touchdowns.
Let me ask you, when you get traded, you go to a different team, you come back to face your old team, you guys are former players, you played 20 years on the same team, but you, Vince, do you kind of turn it up a notch? You want to prove something?
Well, there's more incentive, sure. I mean,
hire somebody
only,
to
yeah.
key their cars or something in the lot? What do you do?
Whatever it is, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a little more pumped up, I should say. You're more motivationally
– It motivates you, right?
Enthused to play
Definitely
the game.
Does.
And you want to you have something – and you have guys on the other side that you've played with or, you know, for so many years that you want to say, hey, guys, look at me now, you know? So right. I think that's the key. But he's been Sean Payton has done such a great job with this whole team. And defensively, I think, too, Jackie, they're only allowing 10 points a game.
10 points a game for the last 3 weeks.
You know, this is an entire team. I mean, football is a team effort. It takes great teamwork and guys playing really well to get and liking each other. That's the way we were in 1979 when we went to the Super Bowl. That's the way we play. I see that with the Buffalo Bills. I see it with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now I see it a little bit with the Detroit Lions, the way they're playing together. And now let's see what happens with Denver Broncos. This quarterback can rejuvenate this team. He certainly has great history in defense and with the Broncos, so we'll see what happens.
Bo Nix has one turnover-worthy play in his last 8 games. He's the first rookie in the NFL history to throw for 300-plus yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, complete 75% of his passes. That's a pretty good turnout. You're watching him, huh?
Well, that's the guy right now. Let's see what his development. I mean, you look at a young quarterback like that and so watch their development, see what they're going to do. And, you know, the sky is the limit for this guy because he can continue to improve. He's got some good receivers he's throwing to. If they get that running game going, which I know Sean Payton likes because he did it with Drew Brees, okay?
Definitely.
Look at the quarterback he made, Drew Brees. He has this ability, and he's been very patient, to say the least, Sean Payton, with Bo Nix. Whereas Russell Wilson, didn't have that patience because here's a veteran quarterback coming in. You got to show me right now.
Yes. It was different. He's handling this kid a little differently.
So you think the Broncos' chance to be a dark horse coming on strong here right now?
Definitely. We said that last week. We thought it was between the Broncos and the Bengals, and the Bengals, despite how great Joe Burrow plays the game, how many hits he's had taken more hits than any other quarterback in the league. You know, they just haven't been able to formulate the winning recipes this year like they had in the past. So I think the Broncos are emerging right now as the team to beat. And their schedule probably is going to suggest that they make it.
Is schedule important right now as we
move
down to the wire?
Sure is.
The deal?
I mean, would you rather be playing Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? I mean, what's going on? Yeah. Who would you rather play?
Let me go to Dallas. I'm going to Dallas.
Now, what about the Rams? You guys played on the Rams. You know, last week we were kind of saying they may be out of it. They've won, 4 out of their last 5 right now, so they got some victories going. What's happening with that team? Stafford got it going. They're putting a good team on there. Injuries down.
I think Matthew Stafford is a very, very good quarterback. He's getting a little long in the tooth, and we all, you know, recognize that. And they got to get everything they can get out of him. They need to grow the rest of that squad around him over the next year or so to really take advantage of his skills. But he's unique. But then again, Vince and I were talking on the way in about this. I mean, if you look at the guys that he's throwing to, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, I don't think if you took either one of those guys and asked them to race Tyreek Hill
and Jamar Chase,
that either one of those guys is not going to be a competition because they just aren't blazing fast people. But what they are great technicians, great route runners relative to the scheme that you ask them to use when they run the routes, what you're asking them to do to the defense, the problems that the defense presents versus their vulnerabilities. These things are explained to them by their coaching staff, and they pick these things up. And I got a feeling, Vince, and I told you this, Cooper Kupp, and I've had a chance to speak to him on one or two occasions, what a bright mind he is. This young man, in my opinion, is going to be capable of being an offensive coordinator, maybe a head coach in the National Football League. Mark my words on that. He's a bright, bright guy, if he wants to do it.
Is the intelligence, the mind being trained in the college football plays these days, that these guys come out of college and they're ready to face it? Because it seems like there's more of a mental aspect to the games right now, trying to change momentum back and forth on the field.
Well, you understand the position on the field that they play, too. They're more slot, they're inside receivers. And Tom Brady explained it the best on TV. He said, basically, from the inside, you can move inside or outside. If you're a wide receiver, you have the boundary as one of the boundaries for you, so all you can do is break to the inside. Mm-hmm. So there's more maneuverability, there's more reading adaptability, and these guys actually visualize the defense when they're running routes, Jackie, and so they're reading all the time, and they're elusive. And Cooper Kupp maybe doesn't have the greatest speed, but he is the most elusive once he catches the ball. He's very difficult to bring down. And it's amazing how what they do. And Cooper when you have a quarterback like that, those are the kind of receivers you want to have.
Yes. Cooper Kupp absolutely amazes me when I watch him. He is reading every step he takes, and if that defender gives him what he wants, he is going to take advantage of it every single time. A little bit too far this way, he's going that way. A little bit too far that way, he's going the opposite direction.
So and Matt Stafford and him are both on the same
and
page.
And they're on the same page. Matt Stafford is a bright guy.
That's the same thing with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
So the teams are gelling. You're saying the Rams are gelling. Before we get out of this break, what about the 49ers? What the heck is going on there?
They're recessing. They're reclining.
Reclining? Down.
They're reclining.
Like they're in
falling.
A chair?
Yeah, they're falling backwards. They're getting too relaxed. And I don't think they've – look, 17-point leads have evaporated with the 49ers. And what does that tell you? Well, their defense is not holding. Their special teams is the worst in the league.
Worst.
And their offense is predicated on fooling you, not to just throw you off the ball and knock you off the ball. Even though they can run the ball effectively, they can't run it sustainably if they just want to run 10 plays in a row. They can't move the ball. They have to throw the pass.
And the teams, too. The kicker, don't forget happened with Deebo Sanders.
On the sideline.
You got to clean those things up.
They're not in sync, Jackie. Yeah, they're just not playing. They're not the 49ers of the past. So if you think the 49ers are going somewhere, they're not.
Well, you know I hate the 49ers with a passion.
Wait.
You know I hate the 49ers with a passion.
Really?
Right?
Well, yeah. And everybody's hurt on the 49ers.
They
haven't been healthy the whole year.
Jackie, you don't like the 49ers because they robbed you of too many championships.
Over the past years.
Let's analytically look at it because there's a lot of 49er Nation fans out there. And in the last minute here, what do they have to do to turn this around and have a shot at it?
Well, I think some of
get
the
get a new special teams coach. Yeah, well,
Vince harping on those special teams. But, you know, they've lost two defensive coordinators, you know. The D'Amico Ryans was the defensive coordinator for them. Sala was the head coach that just got fired at Jets, was the defensive coordinator for them. And that's a lot of turnover. That's a lot of defensive theory that guys have to, you know, process and go and deal with. And I think that has a lot to do with it because their defense,
Jackie,
has not been the same.
Call from the coaching staff of the 49ers. They want you to come and talk to the team at halftime.
Okay, I don't think so.
That definitely might help. They need some motivation.
We're going to take a quick break. Check us out at onpointlive.net, crntalk.com. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, I'm Michael Horn. We'll be back with On Point Live. Don't go away. Next segment coming up, we're going to break down the Chargers and a lot more.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
On Point Live, we are back with you. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, and we want to remind you, check us out at onpointlive.net. You can also follow us on the YouTube channel there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Follow us on Instagram, on.point.live, and get us at crntalk.com, and also our CRN Digital Talk channel on YouTube, CRN Digital Talk.
You All did right. that good, Mike. That
so,
was really
Jackie,
good.
Wrap up the Rams here a little bit for you. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well,
Four out of five wins.
One of the things,
going to play Philly this weekend.
One of the things that jumped out, two of the things that jumps out at me is how well you have to be able to block, pass and run block in their offensive line, and then Rams are getting healthy there, and then how well you play the run and rush the pass on the defensive side of the ball. Now, I'm not going to say that the Rams are the purple people eaters that we saw in Minnesota over the years,
right,
or the doomsday defense that we saw in Dallas, or any of that with their defensive front.
Okay.
But I'm telling you this. For young guys, this is one of the most productive pass rushing fronts in the National Football League today. They feature big-time talent, Jared Verse, Brendan Fisk, two youngsters that just came in. They got Byron Young. They got Kobe Turner. Kobe Turner, I think it will set the rookie sack record, beat Aaron Donald's record. More sacks than anybody in the history of the Rams as a rookie, and these guys are consistently getting better. They're young and consistently getting better, and they're productive right now. So I don't know what they're going to call them. They can't call them the conductor and the boys. They're going to come up with a nickname, watch what I tell you, for these four young people because they're going to be around a long time, and right now they know they're playing like veterans.
They're 5-5. Can they make the playoffs?
They're playing like veterans. Can the Rams make the playoffs?
Well,
we got more games to go. They're on a role. They're playing well. Their coach is doing a good job. Puka Nacua is hopefully he's back, and hopefully that little stinger he got this past week does not keep him out. Cooper Kupp seems healthy. I mean, this the offensive line is getting healthy. All the major components of this football team, in my opinion, is poised now to set sail and have a really good season and land in the playoffs.
Michael, this is the way I see it.
Especially with the 49ers faltering
right,
the way they are.
This is the way I see it. The Rams are 5-5. They're going to have to win the West to get in the playoffs because the NFC North is too strong with Green Bay, Detroit, and Minnesota. Okay, and then you have the Eagles and Washington. They're obviously going to be in the playoffs. But the Rams have Seattle, they have the 49ers, and they have Arizona, all three on their schedule. So let's see how they play against those three teams.
How about
those matchups will decide who's going to win the West.
You know, we got our Harmony Cheese from Green Bay up there in Wisconsin. How about that tough game, Green Bay and the Bears? That was really something. One point.
That came down to the last kick. And I have to tell you, Williams has been doing a great job at quarterback. Despite everything, all the problems they've had in Chicago, he led his team from behind to go down for the go-ahead score. Green Bay blocks the field goal right at the end of the game, and they're so excited.
Yeah.
You know, Green Bay, how? I mean, they're finding ways to win. That's a cherished, you know, organization. Yeah. The Green Bay has a lot of pride in that, and I think Jordan Love has really kind of got this team on a roll, and we'll see.
They fed him some of that Merlot cheddar from Harmony Cheese.
How about the new offensive coordinator for the Bears, Brown? He was assistant head coach at the Rams.
Right, they fired
running
their
back coach. And then all of a sudden now
Shane Waldron was gone last week, right? And they got Brown back in. And he made a difference, didn't he?
Yes. You're speaking.
I see
you're
it.
Talking about them in a different vein than you were last week.
That's another team in the NFC North, okay? The Bears are not – they lost, but, you know, they're not far behind.
Let's take a look and address the elephant in the room because these teams, I don't know if they've got a shot yet or not. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
the two leaders in their division.
What a game last week, huh? That first loss for the Chiefs this season, huh? Quite some time.
Well, it was an upset in the making, I think, because I think maybe the Chiefs were favored going into that game. But why wouldn't you? They were 9-0, but now they're 9-1, so they've come to reality. But it was a little gut-wrenching for the Chiefs, I believe, in this game. But the Bills are so talented collectively. Okay, offense, defense, special teams. They all play so well together. I like what their running back's doing. I love what Josh Allen is doing. I love their offense, their schemes. I mean, they played at home. They're just the team to really look at. Is this could be the front runner. I mean, they've been beaten by the Chiefs in the playoffs, but every regular season the last 3 years, Jackie, won? The Bills have won.
Yeah. And, one of the things that one of the most respected people, in my opinion, that's doing what we're doing now, which is analyzing teams and talking about the dudes and the don'ts and everything, is Bill Belichick.
So
a lot of people were criticizing, worried about the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen being a quarterback and a big target and running around and taking all of these shots because, you can see the Bills doing this if Josh Allen isn't there. And so Bill Belichick was asked, do you think the Bills are using this guy too much, running around as a quarterback, running the risk of him getting hurt? And this is what Coach Belichick said. He said, if you look at Josh Allen, what you consistently see is a competitor who uses the opportunity that's presented to him to make an impact on the game. He's not just taking off and running because he knows he can run. He plays the game from the pocket. He plays the game handing the ball off, strategizing with the offensive coordinator. And then when the rubber meets the road, he will take matters into his own hands. And that's exactly what he did this past week. He took matters into his own hand on that big run down there, Vince, basically winning the game.
Yeah.
And if you got a quarterback like that that's capable of running with the football and making those kind of plays, you don't stop him. You let him seek those opportunities out and take advantage.
And on that last drive, Patrick Mahomes, was leading the team down the field and everything, and the players on Buffalo were getting the crowd going nuts over there. Josh Allen was just kind of sitting back there saying, hey,
that's right.
This isn't the final game of the season. We got more to do. So he's got once again, the mental part of the game is here this year in football, really is. Now, Steelers, you picked them last week playing the Ravens. That was another tough game. 18-16, the Steelers sneak by that one. The Steelers are a team we got to take a look at here. Tomlin's got them going,
TJ
huh?
T.J. Watt, Mike Tomlin are just at the top of the game.
Yeah,
defense,
top of the
this
game.
Team plays aggressive defense.
No doubt.
The Ravens,
no doubt.
But they play it in a different way. They play an attack kind of defense. They're going to pressure and come to you every play. They never give down. They never let up. But you talked about quarterbacks, Josh Allen and now Lamar Jackson. Both great, talented quarterbacks in their own rights. And Jackie mentioned something about a read run or a designated run. Sometimes they have what we call a quarterback run, a quarterback lead. And that you just take the ball. It's a direct run for the quarterback.
For the quarterback, yeah.
Lamar Jackson tried it. Pittsburgh's defense is so good. It was number 24,
the safety.
Joseph, what's his name?
His dad played. I can't call his name.
Yeah, it was so good. He came up, made the tackle on Lamar. And, that was, you talk about Todd Monken has done a great job with Lamar. You get a little bit too clever.
Yes. I think that might have been his worst play call of the season that I've seen
but
so far.
You know what? You have to live and die with Lamar Jackson. And, unfortunately, they didn't come up with that two-point play. That would have tied the game.
What about Pittsburgh and the quarterback there? You were talking about him,
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has been, the interesting thing about the head coach, Tomlin, he did not just inject Russell Wilson into things. He let the thing play itself out, and the guy that he replaced and took out of the lineup, he had to feel that he was given opportunity up until that point because Russell didn't have a handle on the new offense. But once he did get a handle on it, I think Tomlin feels very good about putting Russell in there because this guy, Vince, you were talking about him on the way in. You said he throws one of the best deep balls that you've ever seen. And like that one he threw to Mike Williams. Mike Williams just got there, and he hit them down in that corner for that touchdown. I think Russell Wilson is just what the Pittsburgh Steelers need on the offensive side of the ball to complement what they're doing defensively.
They moved him out of Seattle maybe too soon. He was in Denver, didn't really figure it out. Here's the thing. You got your new type of coach, the new styling coaches. Then you got your old-timers like Tomlin and Andy Reid. Maybe this is where the quarterbacks like Russell Wilson fit in because Tomlin can figure out how to build that team around him. Vince?
Right. Well, what I noticed, too, and Mike Tomlin's done a great job with his staff, is that the confidence they had in Justin Fields to lead them when Russell Wilson was hurt. This was an immense project that they put together in a hurry, and they made it work. I think they were successful 3 or 4 games.
Right.
Okay, they won the game. Then Russell Wilson comes in, different style, more passing or pass-oriented. It's opened up their offense that much more. Mm-hmm. There's so much more confidence. But look at the camaraderie between quarterbacks. They're still tight. They're still pulling for each other. They want to win. That is all coaching.
That's all about
the coaching.
Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, I'm Michael Horn. Let's get into this one. Sunday night game. Boy, talk about two different football games. It was Chargers in the first half, Bengals in the second half. What the heck happened in that game? Jackie, start with you.
Well, when I watched that game, I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, we got a coach here.
Chargers look good.
Yeah,
huh?
we had a coach here, and everybody's been tooting Harbaugh's horn and up until this game. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this guy has this team humming. I mean, they got great balance. They run the football. They make you play dirty football, nasty football against a big physical offensive line, talented backs, and the play action game. They do it all, Vince. They just mix it up so well. And then they went flat. And one of the things that we've known is that people can get enamored sometimes with throwing the football. And I know Vince is a huge fan of Joey Burrow, and so am I. But Joey Burrow threw the ball 50 times. You know, most of the time when you throw the football 50 times, it's because you're trying to catch up.
Yeah, it's true. was there for the beginning.
Here's a stat for you. What's the only game Detroit Lions lost this year to the Buccaneers? How many times did Jared Goff throw the football? 55 times. That's not the recipe for winning in the NFL.
No,
as it is today. I mean, the other games, I think he's averaged 25, 28 passes.
Yeah.
So, and it goes to show you, where's the running game? Joey Burrow, but all the hits he took, but he kept fighting coming back.
Joe Burrow this season, losses in games with 300-plus pass yards, 3-plus pass touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Joe Burrow's this season, 3 games. Tom Brady, his entire career was 2. So Burrow, in that second half, he was scrambling. He looked like Jackson there on Baltimore. In the first half, you had the
it's called
the
running for your life.
Yeah, Herbert was scrambling. This was a game, but the momentum changed. How do the Chargers finally come back after those 2 missed special team kicks there and come back and win this game?
Yeah, it's a halftime speech by the coach, how he motivated these guys. He basically told the Bengals, he says, hey, this is the last 30 minutes. I mean, this is our season right here. We got to go out and we have to turn out. We have to come out and play. We got to make plays. We got to stop them on defense. We got to make plays on offense.
That's right.
They can't, much like what Dan Campbell said last week during halftime speech, during their come from behind win. They came back. They missed 2 late field goals in this game. Michael, the Bengals did. I thought they played well enough to win. But that just shows you the resiliency of the Chargers this year. Yeah. In years past, the Chargers probably would have lost that game. Now with Harbaugh's doing?
Yeah. No more chargering, as they call it. No more chargering.
No more chargering.
I mean, he's got Derwin James. He's got everybody. Joey Bosa. Yeah. They're all buying into this thing.
They're all bought into it. This rookie, the second-year guy from USC, what's his name? Tui Pelotu. Yeah. He had 2 sacks. And, you know, things that I like about the Chargers is that they're playing meat and potato football. There's no glamour pusses. I mean, his first pick was a big offensive tackle.
But the coach loves his quarterback. He says more things
he
about
says
this
the best quarterback. It's Justin the best Herbert. Quarterback that he's ever coached.
And we're not even
coached.
Talking about Justin Herbert. Yeah. I mean,
it's the best quarterback he's ever
exactly.
coached, he said.
I mean, he had led the team in rushing, too.
Absolutely.
So he can do it all.
Some big plays.
And kind of does it all kind of quietly, not, you know,
just,
big.
He's unselfish. That's how you play the game, and you play the game with respect from your players around you.
Right. Hey, follow us on Instagram. Go there at on.point.live. We're at onpointlive.net. You can check us out at crntalk.com, our YouTube channel, crntalk.com, and our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We'll take a break. Come back with more. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo. With Jackie Slater on Point Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Point Live. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. All right, so let's talk a little bit here. Jackie, what goes on in those special meetings? And Vincent, when they get into the locker room halftime, the coach say, we got to just do one thing at a time, just one play. What do they tell you? Hey, come on, you guys, wake up or what?
Well, you know, I, Michael, I was only in 259 of those meetings. 259 of those
meetings. Did you learn anything?
This is what I know. Some of the best adjustments that are made at halftime are simply reminders of what our game plan has been all week long. You don't come in and think you're going to do something radical or come up with some unique changes. That might be a little bit of something here, a little bit of something there that they gave you that you feel like you can take advantage of relative to your game plan. But coaches spend a lot of time looking at their opponents and game planning them and assessing their strengths and weaknesses and then pouring that into the players during the course of the week.
All right.
And when you get to Sundays, you better believe they're not going to come in there and all of a sudden change everything.
Let me ask you this.
Right.
When you're in that halftime meeting, does the coach go over to like the refrigerator, pop it open and say, whoever can pull this game out, get some of this Harmony cheese. Go to harmonycheese.com. Do they hold the Merlot cheddar up to you?
You might not go back out on the field for the second half and get all that.
Do you eat during those games at all?
Take a little sip of Gatorade or whatever you're going
to
do.
Or do you send the Harmony cheese to the other team on there and say, you guys eat this at the Braves?
I would eat some Harmony cheese at halftime, that's for sure.
You would do it.
Jack, you'd eat it anytime.
I mean.
But, you know, it's the feature. What are you going to feature? And a lot of teams like to set up a play in the first half and they hold something back for the second half. But you don't stray away from your game plan. You stick to it. You just want to feature certain plays more than others. And when you do that, then it just kind of reconfirms what you set out to do from the very beginning. And that's when you have the turnarounds. And you know, a little trick play here and now, it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt.
Now, if you want to play like the pros, I suggest you go to harmonycheese.com and order up some cheese, our sponsor here on Point Live, because they got the great cheese for you. I'll tell you, they'll ship it out for the holidays, gift packs, and a lot more. Also, check us out at onpointlive.net. You can check us out on Instagram, on.point.live, and the YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, is available. Plus crntalk.com and crntalk as our digital talk as our YouTube channel. All right, we got the big games coming up this weekend. A quick pick. Anybody looking to see something exciting?
Well, Philadelphia's going to play the Rams. I don't know, it's going to be a tough game for the Rams. Philadelphia's a team to beat.
Well, you know, and Vince, it's funny you said that.
5 seconds.
He jumped in there ahead of me.